Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song's called The Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album. It's a double album, which is outstanding, and I recommend it to you. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, watch the videos. Brand new video up this week, and you can listen. We got thousands of podcasts that have we've made from our interviews on the show over the last all these years, and on any topic under the Small Business Sun. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Gary Harvest is our guest. He's our good friend. He's the author of Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. We're talking about growth. We're talking about how you, as the CEO of your company, are responsible for the growth decisions of your business. But before you can decide to grow, you've got to decide whether you can grow, whether your organization is designed, is capable of growing, and how to grow. Should you grow more customers? Should you grow more products in that direction? And another thing, Gary, is how are you going to capitalize all that growth?
Well, yeah, that's in today's world, that's a very different topic, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, the interest rates are really low, but you can't get out the money.
So what's
so, you know, back to where we were left off, you know, the first step requires knowing whether you're making money on
right. Your
current products and markets, and so that requires good data, like you pointed out. And the second step is knowing whether it costs you more to acquire a customer or build a new product so that you can decide which strategy works. So should I offer more products to the same customers, or should I go acquire new customers? And it's no small task to do the math or have the data. Like I was mentioning on our pay-per-click campaign, we know within $100 what it costs us to capture a client. And normally, businesses, CEOs don't add in all the costs. I can say the direct advertising cost through pay-per-click is $2,800, but I've also got a $60,000 marketing manager managing that campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you add it all up, you have to get a fully loaded cost to acquire the customer. Then, after you've decided what that strategy is, you've got to get everybody in the organization, get a company meeting, small group of people, say, this is what we're going to do next and what we're focusing on, and focus is the key word. Most research shows most organizations waste about a third of their time on activities that are really not aligned to the strategy. And this study has been reproduced over and over and over for
what would be an example of a misalignment?
Well, somebody that you've hired to do sales, and your strategy is to acquire new customers, and they're fiddling around trying to sell more products to the same customer.
Ah.
And
so the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing.
That's right. And it's not, I mean, some people are wasting time and doing Facebook or something like that, but more of it is people just not being informed or understanding that the priority is this. And remember the exercise I talked about in the room where you ask the senior leaders to plot where the next $200,000 is going to come from. If the people in that room don't answer that question the same way, then there's no chance the rest of the organization is going
right.
to. So step three, after if you decide what the strategy is you have to educate every team member of what that means for their job. And quit doing these kinds of things and start doing these kinds of things. And so bringing that focus increases the alignment and the execution around that new strategy.
Right. All right.
So you can't stop there with the education. Then you have to reinforce it. We're big advocates of people roll their eyes sometimes at this, but we're big advocates of once a week people, but once a quarter, listing what your goals are. For the quarters, what the things are you need to focus on. And it shouldn't be a very long list, but that list will incorporate things like this. We're going to add this new product or new market or whatever, and how many new leads, et cetera. But But then once a week, you send an email to your boss. This can be done in a spreadsheet or something like that, saying what you did last week on those items and what you're going to do next week.
And are these and these are the goals for the growth? This is a separate list from the things that you're doing, because while you're planning growth, I mean that could be a lot of the things you're planning to grow that you're doing to grow the business might be in a little bit of a parallel universe, a parallel track with the things that you're doing that are helping you keep the doors open right now. The things you've been doing, right? I mean, when you decide to grow, you kind of create a new universe over there, don't you?
You do, and actually, in these goals, we encourage you to list the things you have to do on a daily basis to keep the business going, and then break out the items that are new, and so that you get a mental reminder. Don't let the day-to-day overwhelm the growth stuff. And here, well, the reason for the weekly cycle is it's not just primarily for the boss, it's for you. Because every time I go over my to-do list for the week and my goals, I think, oh, yeah, that's right. I said I'd do this, and I haven't gotten back to it. Mm-hmm. And I need that weekly realignment to keep me on track.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people resist it, but you know, I think there's a seven-day week for a reason, you know, the day of rest, stop and think.
Oh, you give your people a whole day off a week? I can't, Gary, you're such a great guy. Hey, Gary, give us the website again, please.
SixDisciplines.com.
All right. The book is called Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. That's just his recent book. Hey, Gary, come back. Let's talk about this some more.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Thanks, Gary. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.